What's your routine procedure when rebonding a loose bracket? Do you use a new bracket? Or do you remove the adhesive and sandblast the original bracket and rebond it? One of the considerations when making this decision is cost. Does the new bracket cost more than the additional staff time to sandblast the old bracket? This may be an individual practice decision. Another consideration is bond strength. Does a reconditioned bracket have the same bond strength as a new bracket? I'm going to review an article with you from the June 2011 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics that will provide bond strength comparisons for you. The article is called Comparative Bond Strength of New and Reconditioned Brackets and Assessment of Residual Adhesive by Light and Electron Microscopy. This study was done in the laboratory on extracted human molar teeth. Molar brackets were bonded to teeth using a light-cured resin and a chemically cured resin. They were bonded to previously bonded surfaces as well as to intact enamel surfaces. In addition, the brackets were bonded new and reconditioned by in-office sandblasting as well as with two commercial reconditioning techniques. All brackets were bonded using a traditional etching technique, and all were tested to failure in a universal testing machine. The end result was a comparison of light-cured and chemically cured resin, intact and previously bonded enamel, and among new, sandblasted, and reconditioned brackets. The results showed bond strengths were the highest with new brackets, 10.8 megapascals, followed by laser reconditioning, 10.3 megapascals, solvent reconditioning, 9.8 megapascals, and in-office sandblasting, 9.3 megapascals. The average bond strength in each group remained above the published minimum recommended value of 5 to 8 megapascals. On average, bond strengths with the chemically cured adhesive were approximately 1.5 megapascals higher than with the light-cured resin. Additionally, rebonding to previously bonded enamel caused a decrease in bond strength of 1 to 2 megapascals. So it appears that most combinations of rebonding would likely be adequate for clinical use. But there are some bond strength differences that may be up to 10 to 20%. Most of us don't use chemically cured adhesives for rebonding because of the clinical ease of light-cured adhesives. But this study would suggest that since you give up a little bond strength with light cure, you may consider using a new bracket rather than a sandblasted one in a susceptible location. If you would like more information about the comparative results when rebonding brackets so that you can make good business and patient care decisions, I would suggest digging a bit deeper into the results of this laboratory study. Again, it can be found in the June 2011 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.